Page 30. Parkour. David Bell was born in 1973 in France, and today he is a trainer, a stuntman, and an actor. When David was 17 years old, he started to develop a new kind of sport, which is now known all over the world. It's called parkour, and is an extreme sport, but also a form of art. People who practice parkour do it to improve themselves, get exercise, and help themselves face the many challenges of day-to-day life. Page 31. Even though you might not be familiar with parkour, you've probably seen it in movies when someone is being chased by someone else. In fact, watching parkour, you might start thinking about Spider-Man running up buildings and jumping over things. Buildings, cars, trees, stairs and rooftops are some of the things parkour players use to do their exercises, and they make it look so easy, when in fact it's extremely difficult and dangerous. The most common place to practice parkour is outside. While running, the athlete could be imagining that he is being chased or that he is running in an emergency. The idea for parkour came from David's time in the military and his passion for helping people. His father, brother, and grandfather had also been in the military as firefighters and were very talented. David says that after a good training session, he knows exactly what he is capable of. He often has to explain his actions to the police. When the police see a man running and climbing buildings, they often think he has stolen something and try to stop him. The police in France don't really understand the sport and sometimes stop parkour practitioners, thinking they're criminals trying to escape the scene of a crime. Parkour is not a sport for those who want to take it easy. It is a sport for warriors. When in training, people get hurt. They bleed and they cry, but it is worth it because when you're running and climbing, your mind opens and you feel as free as a bird.